It's Wei Wong and Stanley Leong with you. This is Money Mind on CNA 938. And today we have our heads in space. Well, almost. Space, as we have heard, is the final frontier. Well, last week we actually had a NASA astronaut. His name is Jeffrey N. Williams. He was in Singapore explaining to students here what it takes to be an astronaut.
And Mr. Williams was here as the guest of honor at the inaugural edition of the SIT Hackathon 2022, whose theme was sustainability in space. He challenged students to come up with ideas for sustainable innovations for use in space.
Time to find out more about this hackathon and from one of the students also who took part, as well as the assistant professor who oversaw that project. Our guests now on Money Mind are Assistant Professor Kirin Jo Leong, as well as Jared Chua, who is a Year 1 Digital Communications and Integrated Media student at SIT. Professor Kirin, as well as Jared, welcome to Money Mind.
Thanks very much, Stanley and Hui. It's so lovely to be here.
Hi, thanks for having me here. Yeah.
Our pleasure, both of you. Thank you for making time. First up, let's speak with Professor Kirin. Now, tell us more about this hackathon, what it is about, and why this particular theme of sustainability in space. We already have a lot of issues with Earth.
Indeed, Danny, yes, I agree. But, this program, having Jeff come by, was actually part of our larger initiative, Aero and Astronautics 2020, which is obviously a collaboration between SIT, the Science Center, and NEO Engineering. Mm. So we really wanted to promote STEM interest in our nation's younger generations, particularly those from secondary schools. And we wanted to inspire them to create a generation passionate about STEM, you know, to be critical thinkers and problem solvers. And yeah, I mean, we can't shy away from the fact that space is really a hot topic and, you know, will really get them to pay attention. Mm-hmm. But using those solutions to sort of extrapolate and come up with ideas, not just for space, but, you know, coming back to Earth and how can you help the problems that we have right here as well?
Yeah, and how were you able to get a real-life NASA astronaut to come to the hackathon?
I know, that was really cool, right? We were so excited when we heard this. So actually, the CEO of NEO Engineering, Prof. NEO, has been good friends with Jeff for a number of years. And so when we were writing up the grant proposal, you know, his name just came up very casually. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with an astronaut. Let's put him down. And so he just came down and spent some time with us. We're really fortunate for that.
Totally underscores the importance of context, context, context.
Indeed. Yeah.
All right. So hackathon, which means that there was a competition of sorts. There would be participants and finalists and winners as well. If you could tell us more about some of those aspects of the hackathon.
Yeah, so we started with about 10 teams, really interesting projects. It was difficult to have to narrow it down to just four. And then, of course, those were the most interesting ones, the most novel ones. And I think what we really appreciated as my colleagues and I mentored them and as Jeff went through the proposals was that it wasn't a focus on what was patently obvious. Like, it wasn't just technical stuff on like, oh, let's build a really cool space station. They really thought through what life would be like up there. Like, how do we store food? How do we make new construction material to build our homes, for example, if we're really going to live up there? Mm. So, you know, it's not like you can go down to Bunnings for supplies or something. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you really have to, I wouldn't even say think out of the box anymore. It's beyond the box. This is like in a different world altogether.
Exactly. And so the winning team, Reaper, I believe their name was, they proposed the use of recycled food packing, you know, like our little boxes.
Our styrofoam boxes?
Yes, exactly, that astronauts had used to serve as 3D printing material to then create replacement components for the space station. So I thought that was really cool.
Wow. Wow. Okay, wow. Innovative. Beyond me, I have to say. I need to enroll with SIT to understand all this better.
Yeah. Welcome.
And how would hackathons like these spark interest among students in technology as well as Singapore's budding space scene?
Indeed. So definitely it would naturally spark interest, right? So cool. The pictures alone that Jeff showed us, you know, from his book were just like, oh, wow, you can see all these things. And when he spoke with us at the seminar, I think it really brought home that our students and faculty alike got to see how engineering theory can be put into very real, very expensive practice in the coolest way possible in space.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we have a student here, and we had him also participating in the hackathon itself. But before we even talk about that experience with Jared, we want to find out how you even got interested in the whole realm of space in the first place.
Oh, so when I was young, my mom would actually take me to the library often, and during the library sessions, I would often just gravitate towards the space book for some reason. So that was where I guess I cultivated my passion for space, yeah.
And we understand you were also approached by NASA. Why did they reach out to you, and how big a deal was that for you?
Oh, so actually during my national service, I had we were asked to go back home due to circuit breaker, and during my time at home, I took up this idea where I decided to combine my skill of graphic design, which I picked up in Singapore Poly, and my passion for space, and I decided to create like a space art comic page on Instagram. So after a month or two after creating that page, NASA approached me, and we worked for about a year on an outreach program. Yeah.
Wow. No. So did you actually knock on NASA's door and say, "Hey, go check out my Instagram page," or did they just happen to notice your work?
Yeah, because I actually did a comic about one of their new satellites, the James Webb Space Telescope. So we launched like last December. So I did a comic about that, and I put a hashtag on the caption, hashtag NASA, I think. Yeah, so
that caught their attention.
Yeah, I think that caught their attention. And yeah, the NASA people managed to find my email and email me, and then they decided to work with me on a new outreach program. Yeah,
right. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? And what's your experience been working for the NASA public outreach team?
Well, the experience was out of this world. So I actually really love working with one of the managers there. Her name is Maggie Massetti. So she's really the one that gave me all the exposure needed to really push forward with working with the team. So they were really patient with trying to brew some ideas amongst the team, and we exchanged emails back and forth here and there for about a year. Yeah. So, and we finally managed to come up with an idea where we have a postcard with my comic slapped on the back of the postcard. So that was where the final product was, yeah.
Nice, nice. We're hearing from Jared Chua. He's a Year 1 Digital Communications and Integrated Media student at SIT. And we also have Assistant Professor Kirin Jo Leong with us. And we're finding out more about that recent SIT hackathon with a theme of, it being in space, sustainability in space, and how some of these ideas have really brought about really very creative innovations and solutions, perhaps, as to how we might be able to just live, function, operate, work in space. Who knows when that time may be? Maybe it's sooner rather than later. But, you know, Jared, you had a chance also to meet astronaut Jeffrey Williams. What did you learn from listening to him at the seminar?
But the first thing I learned was that he talks about how Earth is really a breathtaking place to look at when it's up from space. He has a lot of pictures, a lot of really mesmerizing pictures to share with us. So being an astronaut is no easy task. And he actually had to go through a lot of rigorous training to become an astronaut. So that was two of the main takeaways I guess from having to from listening to his talk.
Yeah, you're not inspired to be an astronaut yourself?
I wish I could, but I think I think Jeffrey Williams pointed out that you have to be a pilot at least to even maybe try to stand a chance to become a NASA astronaut. Yeah, so to be on one of their missions, yeah. So,
right.
Yeah, so my national service, I was not in the Air Force at all, so I don't think.
Yeah. Right. And we also hear you pitched an idea to Jeffrey Williams, and he's taken you up on it. What's the idea? Tell us more.
Oh, yeah. So during one of the Q&A sessions, I actually thought of creating a comic book series with Jeffrey Williams. So I actually went up to him after the session and I showed him the book, which I printed out a day before. And yeah, he really loved the idea. And yeah, so we're going to move forward with working on the project together.
Mm. You were very well prepared for the session.
Very good at pitching.
I wouldn't say I'm that good at pitching, but I just let my comic book design speak for itself. I just printed it out. I showed his wife at first because his wife was just standing aside. And then the wife really liked the idea. And then she walked over to Jeffrey. And then I showed Jeffrey. And then, yeah, they really loved it.
Yep.
So clever.
I reiterate again, you're really good at pitching to the wife of the Astro. well, if you want to get to, you know, view the works, some of the creative works of Jared, he's got an IG account. Just search Spacey Tales, SpaceyTales, and you'll be able to access some of his creative works there that have definitely reached the attention and got noticed by NASA there. And we are finding out more about, the interest that Jared has in space as well. But, you know, Professor Kirin, just hearing Jared's story out as well, you must be really encouraged that your students have really, you know, come quite a ways to where they are in developing this interest in science and really getting their hands dirty in some sense.
Oh, really, truly. It was such a fascinating project, undeniably, to see them go beyond their curriculum, to, you know, go way out of the box. Sorry for the pun, I had to go there. You know, they can solve real-world problems. That was just magnificent. And I'm hoping this makes them sit up a bit more in my mechanics class.
Yeah, but just out of curiosity as well, you know, what sort of programs or classes do you conduct at SIT, Professor Kirin?
Also, we teach across various engineering programs. Mm. I teach for the aircraft systems engineering, mechanical design engineering as well, and of course, you know, mechanical engineering, and we teach mainly design and mechanics.
Okay, so the space part of it isn't like a one key module of sorts, is it, or is it just a standalone or a side? Or
yeah, so not really a module per se, but definitely something that the students, or our kids, as we like to call them affectionately, definitely gravitated to, like, oh, okay, I have a lecture at the time, but maybe can I race across to come and see this?
For you yourself, I suppose you do also have, you know, somewhat of a affinity with space as well? Any particular interest in that area?
Well, kind of. I mean, it's naturally fascinating, right? Ever since we saw Will Smith in Independence Day, you can't help but be gravitated to these sort of things.
Yeah,
but definitely it's been something that's on every scientist's mind, actually. How are we going to make life here sustainable? And if we can't, how do we move forward? You know, how do we explore other areas here?
Yeah, and we early heard from Jared that he says, nope, you're probably not going to be an astronaut because you don't even have a pilot's license yet. But of course, that's never too late, right, Jared? What are your plans? I mean, with NASA, with the connection that you already have with them, any future role that you see, you know, having work experiences with them maybe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I'm going to be just working towards building the Spacey Tales brand that I created. And hopefully, because I have an internship program coming up soon in year two, so hopefully I get to apply to be an intern at NASA and try to build more connections with them and, yeah, work towards creating a nice educational space for everyone to learn more about the cosmos.
And should that happen, I suppose you have to blast off to Houston?
I think it's at Washington, their headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Washington, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I would love to blast off over there, but yeah, still trying to work towards another small project with them here and there to continue the relationship.
Yeah, wow. So encouraging just to hear, you know, the headway that you've already made and your burners already turned on here and getting the attention of NASA as well. Jared, thank you for joining us today on our conversation and, you know, for sharing with us also your interest in space and the headway that you've made. And once again, our listeners, you can check out the artwork of Jared by visiting his website at IG, that's Instagram.com/splash into space with Spacey Tales, SPAC. CEYTALES. That's the site there to visit Jared's work. Jared Chua is a year one digital communications and integrated media student at SIT. And we've also been hearing from Assistant Professor Kirin Jo Leong, who probably is such a proud academic there with students making such a headway in their course of studies. Thank you so much both for joining us on today's edition of Money Mind. And all the best, Jared, for your future plans.
No problem. Thank you so much.